You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DI-DU-FIX YOUR RADIOS, PEOPLE, D-A-L-I. I know some of you are watching the footage of the Ariel Castro sentencing. From what we understand, one of his captors, Michelle Knight, is currently in the courtroom and is actually expected to testify. She looks very comfortable. She looks very at ease. It would be very interesting to see what she says. I'm hoping if we are able to tap in and get live footage of that, we'll be able to bring that to you. But in the meantime, we got to get you today's medical story. So I guess men with larger testicles don't start high-fiving each other and, you know, thinking you got it going on. Apparently, men with larger testicles are more likely to be admitted to a hospital with serious heart problem because they're more likely to have high blood pressure and heart disease. So, like I said, just kind of, you know, lay low, okay? You just, I mean, I know you think big testicles are wonderful, but it could kind of put you behind the eight ball between heart disease, so we'll figure out why. Then we have a New Hampshire man who shoots himself in the leg while sleepwalking. So what to do if you are a sleepwalker and make sure you don't have any firearms around. Then it looks like the lawyer for the San Diego mayor, Bob Filner, who is being sued by a former employee, Irene McCormick Jackson, claims that Filner never got training to avoid sexual harassment. He was supposed to be trained how not to sexually harass staff. So because he was never trained, this isn't his fault. Do you guys buy that? I don't. Okay. Then Anthony Weiner's wife, she is now making the biggest mistake I think any wife who gets cheated on does. She is blaming herself for Anthony Weiner's sexting behavior because she claims she left the couple's counseling and focused more on her son. You never, ever, ever blame yourself. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Obviously, she doesn't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I tell you guys all the time, if your wife cheats on you or your husband cheats on you, when the conversation comes up as to why this happened, okay, many times the person who cheated immediately twists the focus on your shortcomings and that they had to because you let yourself go. You were never around to talk to. You checked out of the marriage long before they did. And the person who cheated is many times very successful at convincing you that you are the one that needs to apologize more than that. They. And I see this happen time and time again. And one of the reasons why this is so apparent is because when I have people coming in for antidepressants, anti-anxiety, they say, look, it's me. I can't keep a marriage. And I go, what are you talking about? You can't keep a marriage. Did you cheat? No, I didn't cheat. My spouse cheated. And so then why is that your fault? Well, they said, I let myself go. I wouldn't talk to them. I didn't show enough love. I wasn't that interested in trying new sexual moves. And I'm like, oh, please. This is ridiculous. So, you know, I'm watching Huma Abedin here, as many of us are in the media with this whole Anthony Weiner scandal, going, okay, if this woman is smart and plays this right, she can actually become a prominent political figure later, which I think is what she may want to do. And then all of a sudden she comes out saying, well, I blame myself, right, because I left couples counseling to focus more on my son. Any good husband would want you to focus on the child. So my guess is this is some publicist's way of trying to still improve Anthony Weiner's image to try to make it look like it was the wife's fault. This is probably one of the biggest clusters I could ever think that a publicity agent could make. So, she's returning to counseling. She says she and Weiner are closer than ever, despite the fact that he had continued to send lewd pictures of himself to women, etc. But this is probably the worst thing for her. What I think we should do, okay, first, Anthony Weiner's done. Okay, I think the only career he may have is like porn. I don't really see him being a political figure unless the city wants to look like a complete joke. So I would not start taking other people down with him. All right. Hillary Clinton became a huge focus of the media and was endeared by a lot of people because of the strength she showed with the whole Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton scandal. Some of us still thought she was an idiot for not leaving Bill, but others of us who realized, okay, wait a second, she could ride this political train, predicted that this could happen. Who knew it could probably land her in the White House, which may unfortunately happen, but that's for another topic for another day. This Huma woman, however, with her political background, something like this, right, being the victim of a husband who sexted, she could completely throw herself into the public eye, be able to run for office later if that's what she had wanted to do. But don't start screwing this up for you as well as any of us other women starting to take blame for the cheating. That's ridiculous. And, you know, speaking of blame, what the hell is this with the San Diego mayor blaming that he was never trained how not to sexually harass staff? Okay, I get that we all need to have some sort of training, and many jobs do this, on what is considered sexual harassment. Remember I told you that happened in medical school? Where they're like, look, you giving somebody the middle finger is sexual harassment. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be put away in jail for, 50 years. And they're like, well, just don't do it anymore. Okay, none of you guys should be giving yourselves a finger. None of you guys should be saying nice butt or that looks good on you or your boobs look good, your boobs look perky. Sexual harassment. So that was an eye opener for a lot of us. Is that the type of training he needed? What kind of training teaches you not to lick a person's face? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A few weeks ago, I told you about a patient that I was kicking out of my practice because a couple times when he's hugged me, there's been some weird move that he's come up with that I've never seen in my hoochie mama years, where he's been able to kind of hit my breasts right with the side of his arm in a hug, right. So I got this email a couple days later, and I didn't bring it up to you guys because it didn't come pertinent, but now I could see this become a little pertinent. Gina writes, "Doctor, you had discussed a patient that sneakily touched your breast, and I'm going through the same thing at work. One of my coworkers seems to always run into my behind, and it is becoming highly suspect. The twist is he is good friends with my manager, and I think I saw them one day laugh about it. I don't want to lose my job, but I can't let this continue. What do you suggest I do?" Yeah, this is one of those things where I wish that when it happened, you could just turn around and sock him in the testicles. I wish you could have called a few weeks back, because I would love to talk to you and kind of get an idea of what the office setting looks like. You know, like, are there cameras? Are there witnesses around? You know, nobody wants to lose their job. And the reason why much sexual harassment does occur in the workplace is, well, one is many of us don't think it's sexual harassment. You know, we joke around and then all of a sudden something goes bad, or somebody dates somebody and things go wrong, and then all of a sudden stuff gets turned into sexual harassment. So you have that whole set of things, which I think I've already warned you guys about, certain things not to do, et cetera, which the mayor of San Diego is claiming he wished he had that tutelage, or tutorial. But what happens a lot of times with sexual harassment is it occurs and you don't feel like you're in a position to say something because you don't want to lose your job. You don't like it, but you don't want to lose your job either, so you let it go. And you let it go. And then it happens a little bit more. Look, I've been in that position too. Right? I mean, when I was in training, somebody kept grabbing my butt and I hated it. It bothered me. It made me sick. But I felt like I was not in any position to be able to say something because I could be kicked out. There was, you know, and I hate being in that position, which is why anybody who says sexual harassment doesn't exist, they lie. And same thing for men. You know, many women are putting their subordinates in these positions as well, where women have an easier time sexually harassing in the office than men do, and so men feel that way too. And it's just one of these topics that doesn't get discussed enough, and it should. You know, I don't think, you know, it's easy for me to say, because even though we're still having trouble month to month paying the bills, I don't have a boss right now, and so I'm not in that position. So it's very easy for me to say, you know, girlfriend, leave. You know, tell them to take that job and shove it and leave. But I understand if you got a, you know, kids to feed and it's difficult. So, you know, how I handle things, and how you should handle things are two different matters, okay? How you should probably handle things is try to go to the higher up. Tell them this is happening. You don't think it's an accident. Okay, you know, go as higher up as you can and go, look, I don't want to get anybody fired, you know, and I don't want to lose my job, but this is something that's making me uncomfortable and I want it to stop. Okay, and hopefully you have somebody in upper management that'll listen to you and you won't get fired because they think you're high risk. All right, that's the advice I should give you. Okay, what I would do is be very loud about it. Okay, so if he had done that, I'd be like, will you quit grabbing my ass? Stop it. Come on. This, you know, really, you don't get any really, gosh, you're a pervert. Come on, back off. Right? I would probably do something like that. And I'm like, uh-oh, guys, Steve's coming. Steve's coming. Everybody cover your butts. Face forward. He's coming. You know, and make him so uneasy. Yeah, you know, there's a chance that could come back at you either. But like I said, just because it's my way doesn't mean it's the right way. But I don't let anything subvert go. My husband has a family member that always grabs my ass. My husband knows about it. He's not sure how to deal with it. And I told him, you don't have to, because I handle it. And again, happened a few months ago. I was very loud about it, going, you have got to stop grabbing my butt. You know, I am not going to do a threesome with you and Aunt so-and-so. And, oh, it embarrassed him. It embarrassed the hell out of him. Now, we'll see. Okay, we'll see if he does it again. But I've just noticed that the louder I am about it and the more vocal, it won't happen. Remember, when somebody is looking for a subject or a victim, they look for somebody weaker. That's why kids get abused, people with disabilities, elders, seniors get abused. And for any of you that have a story too, please chime in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But they'll always go for somebody weaker. All right? Why? Because then they could get away with it. So the quiet worker in the back cubby who they think they have something on top of, they have, you know, something over them, is going to be the one, not the loud-mouthed, radio doc. That, you know, no. Now, even though when it happened to me in training, and I was already kind of the loud one, there really wasn't a lot of females. So, I think they just had to just take it. You know, they had to realize, well, you know what? I'm going to be taking my chances with her. But I think they already knew I was in a very weak position. Couldn't complain. And it was just one of those things where, you know, now, you know, me being the age that I am now, I'm like, oh, I could have easily handled it. I shouldn't have been scared. But when you are, you're in that position, it's scary. You know, we were talking about sexual harassment in the military and sexual assault. And one of our listeners called in saying, you know, the way the media and all of us are looking at it is wrong. What's happening is these women in these roles are in a position beneath their superior officer, and the superior officer is harassing them or assaulting them, and they have no means within the ranks to complain or to be able to put a stop to it. And it's a horrible thing to go through. So if you don't think you have the type of management where you could go and make a complaint and do it the right way and be able to, because that's another thing too. You know, one of you had written me, this was about a year or two ago, we were talking about sexual harassment. They said there is no way the bosses are friends. There is no way they'll think I'm high risk and they'll fire me because they think I'm going to try to come up with a sexual harassment lawsuit. Then I would say do the, you know, loud approach. Right? Going, oh no, he's going to grab my butt again. All right, everybody, you know, keep your bottoms tight to the seat. Or if you want to even take it a next step, going, oh, it's the perv. Oh my gosh, are you looking at child porn over there? Man, let's get a camera on your desk. Just know that you're on to them and you're not afraid of them and you're ready to call it out. Now, what if you're in a position where your coworker does have something on you? And they can get you fired. They caught you stealing. They catch you playing solitaire during the games, right? They catch you listening to the Dr. Dahlia show when you're supposed to be working. Well, first, fine by me. Get me, you know, if you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, I can help you not get fired. I'll talk to your boss. By the time I get done with your boss, he'll be a fan. Not a problem with that. But if you are in that position, I would say get the hell out of there. Nobody should be blackmailed. Nobody should be put in a position where they could be hurt. You know, it's a scary subject, but it's a very pertinent subject as we're looking at this hearing going on now with Ariel Castro, the Ohio kidnapper. The way he was able to keep his victims, there was so much abuse, not only physically and sexually, but mentally. He had them scared to death. There were even stories of him throwing money at them. And I don't know what he was doing, but he was manipulating them like crazy. And people who are abusers, they know how to manipulate. They do. All right. Which is why many people who've been cheated on end up thinking it's themselves. And like I said, many people get to the point where, you know, I apologized and I promised to be a better wife. What promise of what? What? He's the one that cheated. Kick his butt out. All right. And same thing. Ladies that are cheating. You know what? She's right. I'm always working. I'm always traveling out of town. She needed the comfort of a man. No, she didn't. Women can find comfort in a lot of other ways. Right. They could pop on a George Clooney movie or a Brad Pitt movie. And well, I won't go into the details, but no, you're having a job where you're out of town a lot does not mean they have to cheat. Okay, if they really want to cheat and they really think they're not getting what they need to from the relationship, they could divorce you. But it doesn't mean they have to cheat on you. Whew. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting. I'm looking at a headline right now. A prosecutor is saying Castro is blaming his victims. Now, I don't know what Castro's defense is going to say, but there we go again. You blame the victims. I want to move on, but it's just a common theme. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your comments, your questions, your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, men have taken a lot of pride in their testicle size. And the Statue of David is an example of David standing there naked, no problem being naked. I believe he was circumcised. I've never, you know, that's a good question. Because King David was Hebrew. Yeah, it has to be circumcised. You know what? Let me Google that if I don't get in trouble for looking at porn. The David figure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But His testicles, no, actually, his testicles are considered large. The Statue of David is, I think, more normal anatomy than most. I mean, again, I'm a little confused with the penis being down, because usually anytime I see one, it's not, it's straight out, but I get that. I get that, probably that's a normal anatomy. But I'll find that out. If Dave was, he had to have been circumcised. He had to have been. Anyway, they say men with large testicles are more likely to develop heart disease. Researchers from the University of Florence believe that their findings could suggest that having large testicles is a sign of ill health, and that it could be used as a way of predicting heart disease. Now, what a lot of people don't know, especially women, is as men age, your testicles do get bigger. And one thing we've noticed as physicians is your older patients will be more endowed, will be larger. Right? And I'm not really sure about the hormonal reasonings behind it, because a lot of men, their testosterone does go down a little bit as they age, sometimes a lot. Maybe that's why. Maybe the testicles try to enlarge to produce more hormone. We see that with thyroids, right? Thyroids enlarge to produce more thyroid hormone, which is why some people will get goiters and some people will just have Hashimoto's. That'll be a whole other issue. But scientists looked at 2,800 men who attended sexual health clinics. They recorded the size of their men's testicles and tested their hormone levels before tracking their health for 7 years. During this time period, they found that the men with the bigger testicles were more likely to develop heart disease. Now, they think it was higher levels of the hormone, luteinizing hormone. Now, luteinizing hormone apparently affects testicle size. But luteinizing hormone can also affect the heart. Now, some of you women are going, wait a second, this sounds familiar. My doctor was telling me about my luteinizing hormone and my being at risk for diabetes. If any of you had that conversation with the doctor, I bet she was trying to talk to you, or he was trying to talk to you about polycystic ovaries. All right, many women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome, obesity, etc., they may have an LH-FSH ratio, luteinizing hormone, follicular stimulating hormone ratio, where the LH is higher. A high LH doesn't seem to bode well all the time health-wise. So, to me, that would make perfect sense. Researchers accept that their study was based on men who had problems with sexual dysfunction and that their findings may not apply to all men. Now, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Go and have plastic surgery and try to get them smaller? This is just another one of those articles that really kind of bug us, because we're like, well, what the hell are we supposed to do now? Well, what you're supposed to do is just keep in mind, if you have any issues below the waist, don't forget to check out above the waist, okay? Because there could be something going on with the heart, whether it's erectile dysfunction, whether it's enlarging testicles, right? Whether it's trying to figure out what the David statue is doing. There. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So late Monday night, a man in Concord, New Hampshire, awoke in a panic, startled by a dream he had in which he heard a loud gunshot. He then realized he was in the middle of his kitchen holding a gun, bleeding from one of his knees. Now, the man, whose name has not been released, had apparently been sleepwalking through his home. He found a gun, carried it to the kitchen, and then shot himself in the knee. Now, that's what police think happened. Unfortunately, there's no witnesses. Once he realized he was shot or had shot himself, he was home alone. He called his wife at work. She called 911. The man was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, though none of them are believed to be life-threatening. Wow. Wow. Oh, this is some scary stuff. I mean, you know, okay. We have guns. Many of us have guns. And that's always been a thought. I don't think I ever per se sleepwalk, but I could have complete conversations in my sleep and not realize it. Somebody calls, I get on the phone, I talk to them, I go through a whole conversation, hang up, I have no idea I went through that conversation, I was asleep. That was pretty scary when I was in training in the wards, doing your 36-hour shifts. One time my husband bunked in with me. I was like, no funny business. I just thought, you know what, I'd never see him. Let him sleep in the call room with me. Not a big deal. I mean, I don't get to, you know, spend much time there anyway. And he said that one time I was woken up by a nurse. I my beeper went off. I called the nurse. I had some conversation where I was cussing. Tell her, well, I don't beep and know. Just call my resident, who was my superior officer or whatever. And I hung up the phone. And he just looked at me, falling back asleep, going, oh, my gosh, you're going to probably get fired. Now, he was asleep when I had to wake up, so I never knew that happened. And everybody was kind of looking at me funny. And I'm like, what? You know, and I had no idea until one of the residents said, you'd never talk to a nurse like that again. And no, I am not going to do your work. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't do any of that. So, I wouldn't consider that sleepwalking, but, having conversations or doing sleep sex. Many people have sex in their sleep and they don't realize it. I know, what a waste, right? You're finally getting sex. You'd like to kind of be awake and be able to, you know, remember it. Okay. So let's talk about sleepwalking. Now, sleepwalking, you will see with adults, it is more common in kids. Kids are supposed to outgrow it, but you will see sleepwalking in adults. I know some of you are thinking about stepbrothers, right, where they, you know, oh, never wake up a sleepwalker. You could wake up a sleepwalker. I mean, you can. Because, I mean, if you can't get them back up the stairs, if you can't, or you think they're going to hit you or whatever, wake them up. I'm fine with that. It's better than them, you know, tripping on themselves, etc. And they say episodes of sleepwalking, WebMD does a great review of it. You'll basically, your eyes will be open, but you'll have that staring appearance where it's like you're asleep when your eyes are open. If you ever seen somebody look like that, it's kind of freaky. All right. They may not be able to respond to you because they're sleeping. So you know, if you're like, what are you doing? They won't listen to you. And that's why you're thinking zombie, which is where some of the zombie, stories came from. And then, you could kind of walk them into bed, or if you don't think I'll get them into bed, I have no problem with waking them up. Now, they don't know if it's all genetics, if it's environmental, or if it could also be some sort of a medical condition. We still don't know enough. You know, we think maybe it's because they could have been sleep deprived, maybe it's stress, it could be medications that they're on, let's say taking an Ambien, or, some other medication that sedates them. You could have, let's say, an abnormal heart rhythm. There could even be seizures that you could have at night that could get you up and, unfortunately walking where you shouldn't. Asthma could also do that. But it's interesting because a genetic study had found that if you looked at identical twins, it's 10 times more likely to occur if a first degree relative has a history of sleepwalking. So they think at that point, whenever you look at those, at twins, you're looking at genetics. Not a lot of cures, but we'll talk about that when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's happening now is Ariel Castro is now testifying before the judge before he gets his sentencing, from what I understand, because he had taken the plea deal. And some of the stuff he is saying is, I'm a moral man. I'm just sick. I have an addiction. Alcoholics have addictions. It's an addiction. Then he goes on to say that most of the sex that went on in the house with the kidnapping victims was consensual. You buying that one? Ariel Castro was saying that most of the sex that went on in the house with Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight was consensual. He is apologizing, right? But he is denying that he's not a immoral person, that this was all an addiction. Blame, 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 blame. Oh, I'm a victim. Feel sorry for me. And that none of them were hurt or tortured. I gotta say, this guy is very, very lucky to not get the chair. Very lucky. Consensual Maya. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. To quickly finish up with sleepwalking, then I want to move on to the story about it being illegal to be gay, I guess, in Russia, or to speak out about homosexuality in Russia. What's going to happen with the Olympics in 2014? To wrap up with sleepwalking, treatment and in terms of sleepwalking, if you have a sleepwalker in your house, all right, there are treatments that can be done. Of course, on your own, try to limit the stress. Try to get adequate sleep. So when you do fall asleep, you could get into a deeper sleep and not be in one of the lighter sleep REM cycles or the sleep cycles, such that you are able to be slightly awoken by some stimuli and go out and walk around the place. Make sure you have a safe sleeping environment. No sharp objects, harmful objects. Try to sleep in a bedroom on a ground floor, because we don't want you going up and down the stairs. Lock all doors and windows. Put any of your firearms away in a gun safe. All right. You shouldn't, when you sleepwalk, start going into the safe. Hopefully it's something that's a little bit more intricate, so you don't subconsciously do it. Pretty scary stuff. And then, of course, you could always go to the doctor so they could figure out what's going on. Is it sleep apnea? Are you having some seizures? Is it a medication? So they could go and try and fix you pharmaceutical-wise, which is something we know how to do. But also there's a lot of techniques, like relaxation techniques, psychotherapy, cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy. So there's certain things that we could do as well. So don't think you're all screwed, all right? Castro right now is saying the FBI let these girls down by failing to question me about the kidnappings. This guy is, you know, just say, I'm sorry, I'm a sicko, I should be castrated, and I have no business being out there in society because I can't control myself. Just say that. This Ariel Castro, I can't look at him anymore. I can't. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So gay athletes could be prosecuted at the 2014 Winter Olympics, according to a Russian lawmaker. I guess in Russia, according to ABC News, it is illegal to even speak about homosexuality around minors, much less openly display gay pride. They say technically the ban is against quote-unquote propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations around minors. But I guess, you know, if you're openly gay, they could claim that you, there were minors, I guess, in the vicinity, and you were, giving propaganda or whatever. So public displays of affection by gays, holding hands, displaying symbols like a rainbow flag are now banned. Violators in Russia face steep fines and jail time. Foreigners face similar penalties plus deportation. I had no idea this was going on in Russia. I mean, I can understand this going on in more of, you know, some of the third world countries, but I would not have expected Russia. So then what do openly gay athletes and fans do when the Olympics occurs in Russia next year? They say this week's comments by a lawmaker from St. Petersburg set off a firestorm online when he said that fans and athletes would not be immune from prosecution during the games. Now, Vitaly Milanov sponsored the legislation, right, the anti-quote-unquote propaganda legislation in St. Petersburg last year, has become a national law signed by President Vladimir Putin. That was done in June. So I'm not really sure. All right? I guess he's been on the forefront, they say, of Russia's war against homosexuality. Last summer, he threatened to fine pop star Madonna for violating the law after she spoke out against that's right, remember, she was on stage speaking out against it. Yeah, that's, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, we think we're in a world right now that is very forgiving, that is very open, that allows the freedoms that we have here in America, and it just kind of reminds you that, no, you know, now, you know, when I was a young girl, I loved drawing rainbows on everything. Okay, unicorns and rainbows, that's just what you would, I mean, you know, you had unicorn stuffed toys and everything. It was cute. Pegasus. I was into Pegasus. It was just, okay. And then, you know, you get older and, you know, you're told, well, you know what, if you draw a rainbow, that could signify gay pride. And I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, but, you know, unicorns could, you know, signify that you, you know, just like one team. And so I already outgrew the whole unicorn drawing days and rainbow drawing days. But the reason why I bring that up is little girls love to draw rainbows. Okay. I was at, I had to get my nails done and I was, waiting and I got a little bored. So I decided to help the salon out by organizing all their colors. And because of all their nail polish colors were all in disarray, I decided to put it in order, in rainbow order. Because you had the reds, then you had the oranges, the yellows, the greens, blues, etc. Alright? If a rainbow is now considered, now I understand rainbow flag, but if any rainbow is considered associated with gay pride, and your daughter has a rainbow shirt going to Russia, I mean, are we talking that any of that, I mean, could cause you to be deported? I'm a little confused. I mean, it's, you know, I understand getting deported for doing an illegal act, okay? And committing an illegal act. I get that. You should be deported. Or coming into the country illegally and living off of tax-paying dollars. But that's neither here nor there. I get that. But a rainbow flag, having a blouse that has a rainbow on it, having a rainbow-colored school folder, you know, are we talking about now rainbows are going to start being banned in other countries that ban homosexuality propaganda? Just thinks. I think the rainbow colors are beautiful. I do. One of my patients had his rainbow hat on. Right, my gay patients. It actually was a real good looking hat. I mean, it could match anything they wore. I could match shirt. I mean, it just. I was like, oh my god. I got you know shoes for all of that. Oh, 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Judge Michael Russo is speaking now. With the Ariel Castro case, he's thanking Michelle Knight for coming forward and being there to testify. We'll get more information and bring it to you in the next hour. But when we come back, very interesting study. 95% of us have no idea what the dashboard lights mean on our car. Really? Oh, 98%. That's crazy. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.